And now we come to the gospel, and why we see now from that text in Corinthians, and now in the gospel, why you could call this Forgiveness Sunday. The gospel is from Luke chapter 15. It's on the prodigal son. And if there's ever a place, I've thought my whole life long, when I die, somehow I'm going to rip this page out of the Bible and bring it with me. Lord, look, he said it. You see? It's meant to be that place where, and if I brought my notes, I think I did, where John Paul II has his great analysis of this. It's in his encyclical on penance, reconciliation, and so forth. Okay. The text runs like this, you see? Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Literally, they were coming, all were coming close to him, the tax collectors and the sinners, to hear him, to listen to him. Now, that means that he's a source of hope, an authentic hope. He can do something about this. So they're coming. Now, we've already talked about, I think culturally, you know, tax collectors are people who make their money by the difference between what they say they're going to collect from this town or this area, whatever their duties are. I'm going to collect 2 million. Okay, they say, fair enough. So then he levies taxes of 2.5 million. And the other 500,000 is for him. Well, they know they're paying this guy, this tax collector, that he's ripping them off. So he's a crook, and he's very unpopular. That's why Jesus took him as the example. The guy in the front, I fast twice a week, and I do this, and I do that. And the tax collector knows he does not have a dime. There is nothing to justify him in the sight of God. He's a crook. And he knows it. And he says, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And you can feel in the heart of Jesus the excitement. He says, and that one went home justified. He knew where he was. The poor guy in the front, he thinks because he doesn't eat and he's doing other things and he's so full of himself. And he's not talking to me. He's telling me all the stuff he does. I fast, I do this, I do that. I know all that. Tell me, do you love me? Tell me. Do you want me to forgive your sins? No. Listen to me, Lord. I got to tell you how great I am. And he says, that guy, you know, it's the other one that went home justified. So this is a story about a guy who got it. Who went through a lot before he got it. And you don't have to go through that. Look at Therese, St. Therese. Probable she never committed a mortal sin in her whole life. Think about that. And she is so grateful to God to be forgiven, to be called, to be loved, to be cherished. Gratitude. The purer your heart, the better you get it. You know, if you just make it under the wire, well, you're mighty glad, but you don't have a vision of who he is and what he's done, like somebody who's been kept faithful by the Holy Spirit and let himself, herself, be kept faithful throughout their whole life, like Therese or Faustina, or you could mention lots of people, even people I know. Okay, so they were gathering around him, coming near him. I forgot already how they translated that. And both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, this one receives, armatulus, she receives sinners. Now these sinners are public sinners. They're either ripping off people collecting taxes, or they're selling their bodies to men for prostitution. I mean, these are not like I told, you know, I stole a piece of gum from the drugstore. This is sin, real sin. And they have hope around Jesus. Isn't that different? You'd think, here comes the judge of the world, oh my God. They're the ones they gather around him. So who is he? Why are we afraid of him? Why don't we go and be won over by his love and turn into saints? By golly, the world needs it now. You see? And so, how does this translation go again? Began to grumble. Yeah, that's the right word. Actually, it's the word that's used for the Israelites in the desert, too. They began to grumble. This man receives armatolus, these public crooks and prostitutes, and he eats with them. Now for us, I'll meet you at McDonald's, we'll have a hamburger. Eating together is not a big deal. But in this culture, even to this day, when I live there, in both Italy and Palestine, if I eat with family A, I'll never be invited to family B because now I kind of belong to them. And these two families are at war. See, it's accepting more than just a meal. See, he eats with them. And so then he said to them this parable. A certain man had two sons. And the younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the inheritance. He distributed it and gave it to him. But you know, I was telling this story once, I think I've mentioned this before, to two young Palestinian boys. I think they were Muslim, but I don't even remember now. And I wanted to tell them about the mercy of God and how Jesus talked about the mercy of God. So I said, this man had two sons. And the younger one said, give me my share of the inheritance, I want to split. And one of those boys said, his brother should have killed him right on the spot. Imagine talking to your father that way. And that's part of the shock value of this parable that's totally lost on us. Not on those two boys in that culture. His brother should have killed him on the spot. Imagine talking to your father that way. And then the kindness of the father, right, here's your share, my son. And so he goes off. You see? And he squandered it with loose living. That's the way they translate it. And he began to feel the pinch, huh? A severe famine occurred, and he had begun to be in need. Now, where are all his friends? It says, you know, he began to spend his money sometimes on prostitutes, and so it seems, and all his party friends. He's out of money? See ya. So, he's a Jew, and he has to go tend pigs. Remember, the Jews are not even allowed to eat pigs. You know, he has to tend pigs. And nobody's given him anything to eat. So he has to content himself with these, I wonder how they translate that word. I'm trying to remember what the English word is for it. They look like big lima beans. Carobs. Carob tree. And they're ghastly. I mean, I picked one off a tree. What did this guy eat? So I started to eat it. It was awful. You couldn't hardly get the darn thing into your mouth. That's all he had. And so, you see, that's what he's doing. You see? Eating the pods that the swine were eating. Carobs, you know? And no one was giving anything to him. Where are all your friends? Where are all your... Oh, you're a great guy. Ha, ha, ha. No more. So he starts to come home. Now, this is where the Pope's analysis is so beautiful. What we're going to watch now is an exercise of hesed, which means and tzedek, love and honoring the truth of a relationship. He's my son. I know what he's done, but my relationship to him is father. I have to care for him. And why does he do that? Why? Because that's what God says. You're my child. I have to care for you. And so, I've sinned, he gets his speech ready. I will, you know, sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be, make me one of your hired men. Now, hired man is not a house servant, huh? Hired man, in many villages, many towns, you see it, bunch of guys, usually they're young Hispanic guys, they're looking for a job. So they're waiting out in a parking lot for somebody to hire them for the day. Yeah, all right, $5.50 an hour, and you work all day in construction. I'll pay you at the end of the day. I need some extra guys to get this job done. They're hanging out there waiting for anybody to come and hire them. That's what he says. I'll be one of my father's hired men, you know. So he got up and came to his father. Now, why they said came to his father, we'll let it go for now. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him. I've got to get to that stuff, though. You see, that's why I'm looking too far down on the page. He got up and he went to his father. And when he was Makran, the father saw him. Lesplagnitzi. That's this rechem word, rachum. He was moved in his guts for his son. And running, he went out and fell on his neck and kissed him. This other kid, the guy, his father should have killed him. That's right, in that culture. What's going on? The exact opposite. Because of God's justice. God treats everybody according to the right relationship. They are my creature until they die impenitent. I'm going to go after them. So he's going after this one now. So he starts his speech. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He never gets to the next line. Make me what he... The father said to the slaves, bring out the best robe, which means, see, now he's going to dress him like a son. You see, the best robe. The ring on his finger, that's the sign. I belong to the family, you see. Sandals on his feet. Slaves don't wear sandals. Bring in the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Now, that is God's promise of how he will treat us if we really go back to him. That's why it's given to us by the church on this fourth Sunday. Think about it. Go back. And go back even if you're saying, God, I'm so scared, I don't even know what it means to be forgiven or how I ask for forgiveness. I'm a mess. Please help me. I'm in a terrible situation. And he will throw his arms around you, give you a kiss, and make you part of the household. And invite everybody to have a party. Everybody come and rejoice. And you say, well, I really feel sorry for the other guy. You know, I mean, he was working all this time. But it's very subtle. We don't have time to go into it now. But you see, all I have belongs to you. But that's all you want. You want to own everything and have control and be happy. I'm not going to take that away from you. But this one wants me. And I'm going to have a party with him. You're more than welcome to come and join and rejoice. And if you can get it, remember, this older son says, this son of yours has come back after wasting your money with prostitutes and blah, blah, blah. And the father answers, this brother of yours has come back. Don't feel sorry for him. He's being called to grow up and live like God. Forgive him.